Just dialed the phone, and I'm attempting to reach Steve Lukather, the great guitarist of the band Toto and session musician. I think I got him here. What are you? Are you vacuuming?
I don't know. There's a gardener across the street, man. I'm not vacuuming. Okay. I don't think I've pulled a vacuum since I lived in my parents' house.
Hold on a second. Okay.
I turned it off. That's good news. All right, we can start now.
Okay, no problem. I was like, "What is that sound? You're using power tools or something?"
I'm surprised you can hear it at all. It's way across the street. I mean, I got gates around my house and stuff, but it's like the house across the street down two houses. But
all right,
it carries, I guess.
I guess so. Well, that's fine. Let's just get started here. Steve Lukather is an original member of the band Toto, and he joins me for the Drives Rockstar interviews. Steve, it's great to have you on. I'm excited to speak with you, man.
Yeah, well, we've got to find you some new friends then. Thank you very much. It's nice to talk to you, too.
Well, I just know your reputation as a guitarist and a session dude, and you know, just a lot of respect has to go out to you. But I just want to start with Toto's 40 Trips Around the Sun tour, which has had you guys on the road for a while now, and it's continuing.
Dude, 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, man, you're tripping around the world. You got Europe this summer, and then you'll be back here in the U.S. in the fall and in Chicago. October 4th.
Theater, man. Really excited. I love that place.
Yeah.
Love playing there.
Yeah. This is going to be a sellout, folks. So make sure you get those tickets. What can you tell me about your Chicago experiences, Steve?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of friends in Chicago. I've been there so many times through the years. And it's, I have friends that meet me and take me to all the food hot spots, man, because I'm a foodie guy. You got such incredible food in Chicago. Wow. I just think the whole vibe of the place, you know, and always the great crowds. And I just love playing that theater. I play there with Ringo, play there with my band, and you know, it's always a groove to be there.
Yeah, you mentioned Ringo and his all-star band. As a collaborator like you, that must have been a thrill.
It still is. I'm still in the band.
Now, you're known as a session guy, of course. I mean, that's your claim to fame. What's it like to walk into a studio and you got to lay down your part?
A lot of pressure, red light goes on, you got to deliver. That's a muscle you can't learn in a school or something like that. You know, you have to either be, do you have what it takes to stand the, you know, withstand the pressure and change on a dime and be a cool guy.
Right.
And be able to create on the spot and give them of yourself. Because we were hired to basically rewrite, arrange, and put our own stamp on everything we ever did. And we did, you know, we did do that. That's why we worked all the time, because people just hand us a piece of paper with a bunch of chord symbols on it and count it off. And we had to come up with stuff to play.
I can't believe we could do that. Unbelievable.
And nowadays, people, you know, they send files and do things on Facebook, and they have to be their own studio engineer and producer, really. And you don't see guys. Live tracking dates are rare.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm going to do a little documentary about the last era, based loosely on my book and also on all the guys that I know, from the guys after the Wrecking Crew all the way up to the last era of guys showing up every day, not knowing what was going to happen, like me.
It's an incredible life of a musician, a working musician. Now,
it was fun, man.
I'll bet it was.
Like the best times ever, man.
Oh, my God.
Some of the funniest shit ever, too. Oh, sorry, I just swore.
That's all right. I
can
bleep it.
Delay, quick.
Hey, listen. According to, I want to switch a little bit here. According to Setlist FM, you announced at a show in New Zealand before you played Hashpipe, the Weezer cover, that it would be the last time you'd be playing it. Did this whole Weezer Toto thing become like a two-headed monster?
Well, what happened was, you know, they did our song.
Right.
We thought that was like, oh, that's cute, man. Look at these guys, you know. And it became a hit for them and kind of helped bring them back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
First hit they've had in a while.
So you don't have...
So we thought as a call and response, okay, this would be fun. Let's do one of their songs. And
okay.
Like as a nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Right.
So we did. Steve Picaro produced the track. I was out with Ringo at the time. I came back, put a bunch of guitars on it. We mixed it. Bob Clearmountain mixed it. Universal Republic bought it, and then they shelved it. They refused to promote it.
Well,
K-Rock in L.A., you know, the big alternative
station.
They promised us the world, and they, you know, made it exclusive and everything. And then they never played it again.
Well,
so we kind of got screwed on that deal. But, you know, we just had fun with it, and we played it for a little while. And people, it was kind of because it was at the peak of when they had the hit and everything like that.
Yeah.
People were cracking up that we would do that. I like those guys. I mean, I think they write some catchy tunes. I guess they're not really big fans of ours in the sense of wanting to meet us. They didn't want to meet us at all.
What the hell? Jesus.
Oh, hey, man, whatever.
Right.
Some cats are just too hip for the room. It made me laugh. But, you know, it helped both of our careers a lot. I mean, we're getting all these young kids coming to our shows. The streaming is 10 to 12 million a month, and we're over a billion streams now. And everybody's showing up at our shows. Our back catalog is selling. So it really helped us in the long run. We didn't get a chance at getting a record on the radio because everybody refused to play Toto on an alternative radio station.
Yeah, well, we love playing Africa here, and
that's been a big golden carrot for us.
Yeah. Great song.
Who could have
predicted
that? It sure as hell wasn't me.
Well, listen. Another thing I've noticed on some of your set lists is you include "While My Guitar Gently Weeps" on quite a bit of your shows. Now, I know George Harrison is like your god.
Well, he was my first guitar hero, and he was also later in life a friend,
mm-hmm.
somebody I. You know, he was the on switch, man. I saw him playing the solo, and I heard him play, and I saw him on the TV. As I heard that electric guitar sound, the way he played the solo, it just hit my heart, hit my soul, man. You know,
yeah.
And then later in life, I got to be friends with him. You know,
yeah.
So that's sort of like we did an album many years ago. It was on a different label. It was on EMI actually. Of just cover our 25th anniversary. Of just covers from our childhood. And we did that, we did that song. I wanted to do something as tribute to my childhood.
Incredible.
So we kind of did our version of the, nobody's ever going to beat the Beatles version. Come on. It's just a tribute. It's a nod of the head as George had passed by that time. And I play it at night just because it makes me feel good. I love to play this song. It's a beautiful song. Beautiful changes to play over. And I think of him every night. I dedicate the song to him every night.
Yeah, beautiful thing.
I'm not trying to, it's coming from a place of the heart rather than let me play something so I can show off or something like that. It's not that kind of a song.
I don't think that's, that doesn't come through. It does.
Well, I mean, it's a loving tribute. That's all I can tell you. It's to somebody that I actually really did know.
Yeah, you're a genuine guy, and I don't think you have to worry about that being some sort of self-serving situation.
So sweet to me.
Yeah.
He was so sweet to me, man.
Yeah.
Those are such fond memories that I have of spending time with him. I still see his son Danny and his wife, who's lovely. She's just so sweet. Now and then, with Ringo, because I play in Ringo's band, and they come by and hang sometimes. So, just great people. All those people.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I actually know all these guys. It's kind of.
I'm
still a fanboy myself.
I know. I think it's great.
I may be old, but these people mean a lot to me. Yeah. I may be. Ringo and I are pals. I love him to death. He's my friend.
I love
one of the wisest, coolest people I've ever known in my life. Every bit of everything you'd ever wish him to be.
Yeah. I love the fact that you pinch yourself after all these years. You know what I mean? All these years, you're still doing it. October 4th at the Chicago Theater. Toto is coming to Chicago to do a show in the fall. 40 trips around the sun. Steve Lukather, prolific guitarist. That must be feel good. I mean, prolific, man. You just
prolific. I got around. prolific. I did my best. What can I say?
Yeah,
it's a great honor to write musician on my tax returns for
right.
45 years.
Right? Yikes. That's great. That's great.
Yikes, I'm getting old, man.
We're all...
You better come out and see us before we all drop.
I'll be there on October 4th. You know I will. Steve Lukather, a pleasure speaking with you on the drive today.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for having me. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.